it's you and me.
All right, that's the new joint. It's called That Could Be Us. Mano's in the building. Good to see you, fam. Welcome to the show. What up?
Thank you for having me, homie. I mean, it's always a pleasure to be in a shot, man. You know what I mean? It's one of my, and I'm not just saying it, man, but anybody that know me, it's one of my favorite cities, you heard?
Now, you know what's crazy, dog? Is that we first met when I was still doing my college radio thing. This is when your first album was coming out. And I had asked you at that time if you felt pressure because you were emerging as the New York MC rapper to be bringing New York back on the map. You know what I'm saying? And since that time, man, what's been the story for Mano?
Nobody's outdone me yet from New York.
Okay.
You understand?
Not even Papoose?
I mean, you tell me. Like, is that a serious question?
No, it really wasn't. I saw you getting serious on me. I really was joking. I heard my man over here, like, chuckling.
No, my heart skipped a beat. Like, hold on. I gotta go hard now.
It's really? All a good fun, dog.
I'm not over there,
but I know what's real. You feel me? You like that one, though.
I like that. Like, wow, you caught me off guard with that. Like, are you crazy?
Man,
like,
he was so ready to go in on the real, like, nah, man. No, it's all funny game.
It's all good. I mean, ain't nobody from New York outdo me yet. No new artists.
And just to be clear, not even Papoose, right?
You crazy, man. You don't like Pat? So, you don't like him?
No, I'm cool with the brother. I never met him. I've heard the music.
It's crazy.
Almost become kind of a joke. No disrespect, but what exactly
is the joke? I was hearing some things. What actually is the joke? Did he say that he was the king of New York?
Oh, you didn't see the video?
Nah.
So you're not checking for him?
I'm just out here moving, man. Like, you know, I'm just out here moving.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I mean, that's what it sounds like. You're just not checking for the brother. You're a troublemaker.
I didn't catch it. You feel me? I've heard some things. I was on the road. I heard some stuff, and I didn't actually catch it.
What was up with that video? You taking shots at Big Sean, or you was just talking about him? What happened?
I really wasn't. And you know what happened with that was, I was making a point to some of my homies. I was saying, like, you know, a lot of the rappers of today, you look foolish beefing with, because they ain't about that type of energy. They not about that. They ain't about the gangster thug imagery and all that. They ain't into the, you know, street credibility or what have you. You know, they more or less just cool dudes, and there's nothing wrong with that. You look crazy beefing with, and I gave examples like Wiz Khalifa and Big Sean, but in the heat of my conversation, I called him Little Sean, and people thought I did it on purpose. Because it was me saying it, people thought I did it on purpose, and I really didn't. But I ran into him in the BT, at BT on the red carpet, and I told him that, you know, real, you know, I wasn't going to reach out through no phones. I was going to see him whenever I saw him and told him.
As a man.
Right, that ain't really what I was about, because that was contrary to everything I was saying. Like, why would I say in one breath, you look crazy beefing with dudes like that, but then at the same time still be trying to diss him? Nah, that ain't even what I was about. He don't represent what I represent. He don't come from the same element that I come from.
Right, two different lanes.
Right, two different lanes. He not even talking like that. These artists not even talking like that. They cool dudes that probably went to school and had jobs and just was existing, getting high, drinking, smoking, and partying. That's cool. It's cool with me. Fine with me. So it really wasn't me trying to really get at him. It was a misunderstanding.
All right, that's what's up, man. I'm glad we got that cleared up. Mano in the building with DJ Moondog. Of course, you out here, bro, to talk about that new project is underway. Let the people know what's up.
Yeah, definitely. The album is called The Day After Tomorrow. So it was supposed to drop in November, but we looking at December. So we just trying to get the heat around the records right. You know, I got a record with Lil Wayne called I'm About Cream. That's on the street right now, bubbling. And, you know, we got the Up Top record for the radio for the ladies, you know what I mean?
All right, and when can people expect that to be out in stores?
We're looking at December.
All right, that's what's up, man. Mano, always a pleasure to have you here. Good to see you, my brother. The rest of this interview, we're going to put it up online, WGCI.com. Keyword is Moondog. I'm getting ready to get up out of here. Chi-Town, one love.